Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me begin today's show by wishing my brother Kirk a hearty, happy, and healthy birthday. Bro, I love you. And couldn't imagine growing up without you. And I often reflect back on the adventures we had as kids growing up. And, you know, I've never stopped to ask my brother what his thoughts were about losing our mother. I was about to turn 5 when I lost my mom, and my brother was already 6. And, I never thought about it. We've never even discussed it to such a degree. We just, you know, we were adopted by our grandparents, and then we were kind of a ward of what they decided to do. And thankfully, they were very sane people, and they moved us to a big cattle ranch in Texas where we worked for a family called the Mormons. And Betty and Lou, my grandfather had worked for their parents, for Betty's parents, in San Antonio as an executive chef and a chauffeur. And so we moved to the ranch, one of the properties that they owned, a 25,000-acre cattle ranch, which to me was like being on an African safari for my entire life. 2,000 acres of exotic animals. They had a hunting lodge. We were on the place more than they were. They visited probably 4 times a year to have hunting parties with friends. But what an amazing family. That they were so gracious and took us in and took us on adventures with their family and things. It was just such an amazing experience. I would not trade it for anything in the world. And to not be separated from my brother, Melissa and I ended up running a charity where we got over 1,000 kids, their forever families. 72% of those kids were kids who were underprivileged. And this was in St. Louis. Through the adoption exchange. And I cannot tell you, if I do nothing else in my life, what we accomplished in that period, I'm just so proud of. Because what we did was we would get kids adopted as whole family units. And that's the way my brother and I were adopted, together, by family. We got lucky. My grandparents stepped up. And, you know, it could have been a tragic story. My dad was in prison in San Quentin. My mother had just died. I could have gone into foster care. They separated my brother and I, but they didn't. We stayed together. And when we started working with the adoption exchange and we were getting 3 kids, you know, into the same household, families that were willing to adopt the entire family of kids who were, you know, due to circumstances, you know, had to end up in adoption. Then we got 4 kids into the same family. And believe it or not, we had one family that adopted 6 kids. 6! Average age of the adoption was 12.3 years or something like that, roughly 12 years old. So these are not cuddlers. These are kids that had seen a lot. A 12-year-old kid that's been through the foster care system is like a 28-year-old adult and white people, you know, in the suburbs. You know what I mean? That person, that kid has seen a lot. We're going to bring in a friend to our event. Her name is Michelle Connery. Let me give you a little insight. Michelle was given up for adoption at an early age. Her mother, who was a crackhead, stole her from her adoptive parents at the age of 5 years old. By the time Michelle was 7, her mother had her prostituting. She was being molested by her mother's drug-addicted boyfriend. And when they would have their little parties, Michelle was passed around like a party favor. She eventually ran away. And then when she came back one day, found her mother dead, ended up on the streets working as a gang member. And she was an enforcer. Ended up going to prison because of the stuff that she did and had a conversion in prison. When I tell people, you want to compare lives, I got people to talk to you about to compare your lives. So I know about kids in foster care, adoptive care, that get adopted, etc., and how it can be such a life-changing event. And to be able to be with my brother never lose that big brother thing is something else. And Kirk and I experienced so many things together. And here's another part of the story. And so I think I told you guys this. Just recently, I found one of my other half-brothers. There's supposed to be a total of 12 kids in my family. I'm up to four now that I know. Two other half-brothers. I'm going to tell that story another time. But all I'm getting at is it's my brother, my older brother's birthday, and love him to death. And I'm so happy that our lives, that what we went through, we went through. I mean, I would love to have my mother back. I'd love for my dad to not have been a felon. But all those things got me to here, got me to where I think the way I think. And I would have had a great life either way, because I know what my continent was when I became sentient. I know how I felt about life. But it would have been a very different life. So anyway, happy birthday, bro. So glad that you're my brother and that you stood up for me when I was younger. And then by the time I was able to stand up for myself, I started standing up for you. And love you to death. We're going to move on. Talk about identity theft. And it has to do with everything else we're talking about. I'll give you an example. Do you think Hunter Biden really knows who he is? Or do you think somewhere along the line his identity was stolen? See, I think Hunter Biden's identity was stolen when Joe Biden created an environment where Hunter's mother put those kids in a car and drove it in front of an 18-wheeler. I think that's when Hunter's identity got stolen. That's when Joe Biden decided to use Hunter as a prop. Now, I think Joe Biden loves his son. No question about it. But I think there's a lot of guilt in that love. And I think Hunter Biden loves his dad. But I think there's a part of him that says, you know what, Dad? Since you stole my identity, I'm going to use yours. I'm going to use your identity to pay back all of these things that you took from my life because of your behaviors. Hunter was young when a lot of this stuff was going on, but there's muscle memory. There's latency that he remembers from what happened. And then there's things that he knows that he may never divulge. And this is just speculation on my part, but I think I'm right. I think Hunter's identity was stolen. I think Bo's identity was stolen. Joe, many people live vicariously through their children, and they use them as props, and politicians are the worst. And by the way, politicians, and particularly leftist politicians, are the worst identity thieves on the planet. So I'm going to put all this into context as we get through the rest of the show today. And hey, once again, a shout out to Barb for putting me on 2 hours in that Tampa St. Pete market. I appreciate that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If I were to ask you, what is the worst crime that you could commit, what would you say? I know my answer would have been murder. You take everything from a person if you kill them. But do you? Some people have a legacy. You can't kill them. They have a legacy. They assassinated Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King, and we talk about him all the time. So did you really? You killed his body, but you didn't kill him. He's become a martyr. So it's not necessarily true that that's the worst crime, in my opinion. And I've come to the conclusion, folks, that identity theft is the worst crime you can commit to a person. And you may be saying, Kevin, what are you talking about, man? Identity theft? Yeah, well, I'll give you my personal experience. Some of you who've listened to the program know this. I got arrested. I was taking my oldest son to school years ago. I think he was probably in the second grade. I'm in a 740 Beamer, lived in a beautiful neighborhood called Willow Bend in Plano. Deion Sanders lived next to, not near, very near me. I mean, it's a very nice neighborhood, upscale neighborhood. And I'm taking my son to school, and he's a dad. I don't like to be late. I don't like to be late. He's always been that way. So I'm speeding. I get pulled over for speeding. Cop says, "Yeah, you know what you were doing?" I said, "Yeah, I was speeding." He says, "Any particular reason?" I said, "Yeah, this guy right here." And I'm in a suit and tie, ready to go to my job. And I said, "This little guy right here, hey, he's being late for school." He goes, "Well, we can get you out of here quick, Mr. Jackson." So he goes, takes my license, and he comes back. He says, "Mr. Jackson, I'm having an issue with your license. I'm going to follow you to the school, try to resolve it with the state of Texas, and we'll get it off." I said, "Fine. I'm glad. Thank you for letting me get this boy to school." So I take him to school, drop him off. Kid gets out of the car. Cop comes back over to me and says, "Hey, we got a bigger problem here." And I went, I'm thinking, didn't pay a traffic ticket? What? He goes, "Nah." He goes, "Well, I can't sort it out here. I'm going to have to arrest you." And I went, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Now look, I can do it here and tow your car, or you can follow me to the jail." I said, "I'll follow you. I don't want," I said, it's something, I promise you, we can get it resolved. I don't want to get my car impounded and get the bracelets put on right here." So he lets me follow him, but he says to me, he literally put his hand on his gun. He's like, "You're going to follow me, right?" I go, "Yeah, I'll tailgate you. Just don't write me a ticket." So I get there, and they put me in a jail cell, stripped me down, put my clothes in a bag, and they put me in a jail cell. And they came back three times over 45 minutes and said, "Do you have any tattoos?" "No." "Do you have any aliases?" "No." "Kevin Jackson." I'm not known as Squeaky on the street or anything. I don't have any nicknames. And so he goes, "Okay, do you have any tattoos?" "No." Three times it came back. "Mr. Jackson, you sure you don't have any tattoos?" "Yes, I'm sure. I wasn't in the Navy. I didn't get drunk and blitzed and decide, okay, I'm going to get an anchor put on my chest or something." And finally, the third time, I said, "Where would it be so I can show you?" So I took my shirt off, and they looked on my shoulders. And a couple hours later, things opened up. My lawyer got in and made a few phone calls, and they figured out it wasn't me. Well, it was identity theft. The dude that had stolen my identity had committed a murder. And I have a very popular name. It's not, there's a lot of Kevin Jackson. So guess what? I got thrown into jail because of this guy. So that's what we think of. We think of identity theft as either something like that, which is pretty egregious, or somebody stole my identity and maybe did a short sale on my house. Or, most people don't think about this, maybe they stole your identity just to get your medical records. Because a lot of poor black people go, "Man, I don't care if they steal my identity, my credit will go up." I go, "Yeah, but what about you go to the hospital and they find out you're a meth addict and you go in for, because you broke your leg, and they go, "Oh, he's just here because he wants some more dope. And he wants some oxy." And you're going, "What are you talking about? I've never taken oxygen." And it turns out your identity has been stolen. And somebody's been using it. Now, this isn't a commercial for identity theft. I'm telling you, identity theft is a big crime. And I'm giving you the basics. But it gets far worse. It's the worst crime you can commit to somebody. And it reminds me of the saying, there are things worse than death. And it also reminds me of Gladiator, and I always like to work that into the show. It's one of my favorite movies, but they say to Maximus, before they can kill you, they must kill your name. So consider a couple in a divorce, and the wife accuses the husband of molesting the children. Is that not his identity? Is she not trying to steal his identity from him? Good father, but I'm going to use my kids as pawns to get him, and I'm going to ruin this guy. How many times do you think that's happened? Or maybe she says, "He beat me." Is that your identity? Do you want to be known as a guy that beat his wife, that you never touched her, but somebody, because she said it and she was mad and wanted the kids in a divorce, and you lose your identity over it? See, that's identity theft. And it gets worse. Democrats are the biggest and worst identity thieves on the planet. And I'm going to tell you, I think you've learned something on this show. I hope you have. That's what I try to do. Melissa sometimes says, "Babe, sometimes I think you're trying." I'm not trying too hard to make you learn. If you get something out of this show, great. If you don't, if you've already had these observations, most of you have, you know the thing. You know kind of what I'm going to talk about. But I still believe you're going to get some new morsel from this show. And I hope I do it every show, but this one I think is one you're going to want to pay attention to for quite a while. So, identity theft. Elizabeth Warren. What does she want to do? I'm an Indian. So, what did it do? It helped her career. Rachel Dolezal. I'm black. And you go, well, Kevin's kind of harmless, is it? Is it harmless? You know what we started talking about when Rachel Dolezal professed blackness? We started going with the lame idea that, well, I mean, if you really feel like you're black, then, I mean, what are you talking about? She's a white girl pretending to be black. That is a sickness. That is not something we need to study. That is not an academic exercise to say, well, let us understand that there are people who can relate it. I mean, if I told you I'm a duck, would you go, oh, well, I mean, he can be whatever he wants to be. Well, guess what? That's the world we live in. You can be whatever you want to be. Choose your identity. So you got the Dolezals, Elizabeth Warrens. How many other people are faking? How many other? What do you know about the identity of the people that are making rules for us? You want to get a perfect example? Joe Biden. Do you think Joe Biden knows who he is? Joe Biden thinks he's an upstanding guy. He's the biggest liar on the planet. He couldn't be far enough removed from his real identity if you put, I mean, if he were Jupiter, if he were in another galaxy. This guy doesn't know who he is. Nobody has helped Joe Biden find out who he is. You want to know why? Because his identity's been stolen years ago. It was bought and paid for. We can back up from that. What about the Democrats? Are they the party of freedom? The party of freeing slaves? The party of the working man? I don't think so.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hundreds of parents and activists have swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol in Nashville, demanding that lawmakers do something about guns in the Volunteer State.
People, especially kids, teachers, are more important than gun rights, more important than guns, and and we want them to do their job and to help protect our children.
Tennessee lawmakers are considering gun bills, bills that would expand people's ability to buy and carry guns. Military transportation experts are on the scene of a crash of two Black Hawk helicopters at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, a crash that killed all nine soldiers aboard the two aircraft. All clear as far as toxic fumes are concerned around the tiny town of Raymond, Minnesota. 22 freight cars derailed. Some were carrying ethanol. The Vatican says Pope Francis is improving after a peaceful night in a Rome hospital. He's being treated for a respiratory infection. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, worst criminals on the planet. They steal identities. So the Democratic Party, if you ask the average person out there, what are the Democrats about? Oh, well, Kevin, they love all people. They love black people. They love Latinos. They love the LGBT. They love this. And they're just amazing about this. And they're very liberal. And da-da-da. And they know nothing about this party. They're the party that freed the slaves. They're the party that fought against the Northerners. They will give you the Republican Party. The Democrats stole the identity of the Republican Party. People think Lincoln was a Democrat. They think the Democrats freed the slaves. They think the Democrats are the most pro-black people on the planet, and nothing could be further from the truth. Decades ago, these people were lynching black folks. Using the N-word, I mean, everything that they espouse themselves to be, they put in policies that would keep black people subservient for entire generations. And you know what? It worked. Still going through it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The Democrats stole the identity of the Republican Party. And then they began to steal the soul, the identity of black people. See, the pre-Democrat loving black folks, we were hardworking. We were God-fearing. We valued education, not indoctrination. We were the most trustworthy people in America. We were the gold standard of citizenship. And I'm not telling you everything was great during the period where Democrats were oppressing blacks. Not by a long shot. But I'll tell you this. We were moving towards greatness. If the Democrats had quit meddling with us, and they knew it, we would be so dominant right now as a culture. That's all people would be talking about. People would be saying, I tell you what, you go to America, they have the most industrious black folks. And it wouldn't be about color anymore because people would be assimilating. White families would be saying, I hope my daughter can find herself as one of those great black kids. That's what they'd be saying. Think of Sidney Poitier and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And a whole nation full of those types of educated, well-mannered, respectful blacks. that drew the line, that understood their blackness, but understood it. That's not the only thing you measure me by. You will measure me by, you ready? The content of my character. They call me Mr. Tibbs. There's some youngsters listening to the program going, what's that old black man talking about? Oh, man. If you wanted to be at my house and Sidney Poitier was on the TV, you better shut up. My grandparents would, hey, it's Sidney Poitier, boy. Shut up. Sit down. We watched every movie that dude was in. And I got to tell you, he influenced me. I thought, boy, if you're going to grow up and be a respected black man, Sidney Poitier was the gold standard for us. But anyway, look, black folks, we valued education. I mean, we pushed our kids into getting a good education, not some social justice degree, but a good education. We valued life. We valued family. We valued faith. I want you to think about what's been stolen from black culture. Let's begin with God. I mean, the identity theft of God, they will tell you, oh, God doesn't exist. God, how God going to help you? God. So they steal your identity in the biggest way possible, where you dream, where you say there's something bigger than self. So they steal that. What else did they steal from blacks that took our identity? You ready? They stole our daddies. They told black women, get part of this women's movement. You don't need that man. Government will step in and be your baby daddy. And guess what? Black men went, I guess I don't need to be worrying about keep my family together. I made a comment one day. It was pretty profound. I said, there was a time when our babies got ripped from some white leftist Democrat slave owner. Took the baby and sold it. And we cried. The family lamented the loss of that baby, that child. And now we just kill ourselves in the womb like it's nothing. They stole our identity. Family was so important to us. We fought for it. We cried over it. And we would try to find each other years later. And now we treat it like it's nothing. Education. You think blacks really care about education? They want to get a stupid degree, a piece of paper that leftists tell you is worth something. There was a tweet the other day. Rachel Maddow has 11 degrees, more degrees than all this, and they listed up all these Democrats, all these Republicans. And I said, yeah, it just goes to show you. You can have all those degrees and still be stupid. That's the way they measure. They don't measure on actual achievement. Rachel Maddow, no offense, I mean, I was a talking head, but she's a talking head. She comes off as educational. And I remind you, she's the one that did Trump taxes Capone's vault and gave us nothing. Listen to any of her shows and ask yourself, do you leave with a higher IQ or do you leave just feeling disgusted? And by the way, Rachel doesn't know who she is. So, black folks, our identities have been stolen. They stole it from the big picture, our heavenly father. Let's take that daddy away from them. Then let's take their earthly daddies away from them. Then let's make their women not be the women that they used to be. The black woman built this nation. If there's anybody I'm going to credit for building of this nation, it is a black woman. She did the white family's clothes. She raised their kids. She made sure that family ran right. As these white men, the Carnegies and the Mellons and, you know, and the Rockefellers all did what they did. But they couldn't have done it without that black woman. So, grand theft of the black culture. And where do we find ourselves? Black people don't care about life. We kill each other more than any other race kills each other. We kill more other people than any other race kills of other people. We are the least educated. We are the most, I'm just saying, we don't care. We have a culture. The culture is bellyache and complain about everything. That is the culture of a black leftist. And, oh, government will take care of you. We used to be so don't trust the government. Remember the Tuskegee experiment? Remember the Negro Project? Don't trust the government. Trust in the Lord. Trust in your family. Trust in your culture. And we had a culture of excellence. That's what we brought. Jackie Robinson, go into the baseball. Jackie Robinson wasn't anywhere close to being the best baseball player. But he still made them white boys look feckless. And he broke the color barrier. But we had much better players. And don't let the Barnstorming Negro League play against them white boys. Bring on Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth and all them. We kicked their butts. Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, we kicked their butts. We brought excellence. We taught excellence. Everything about our culture was about excellence. Joe Louis didn't just go in to fight for himself. Joe Louis put the entirety of the black population on his back. And then he went in there and beat up on white men. And when he fought Max Schmeling, he put the entire nation, black and white, on his shoulders. And he beat that German the second time. Arthur Ashe. Wyoming Attias. You know, I mean, amazing people. Duke Ellington, the most prolific songwriter. We created jazz music. We created couture, dancing. When we did something, we did it excellently. Go look at these old pictures of black in our segregated towns and tell me what we were. God-fearing, family-centric, hard-working, industrious, full of character. And we corrected ourselves on the wrongs. You know the name Sean Colvin? Well, that was Rosa Parks. They wouldn't let Sean Colvin, the one who actually got kicked off the bus, they put Rosa Parks on there and made him redo it because Rosa was a woman of character. That's how we were. And white leftists stole our culture. Democrats stole our culture, prostituted it, and gave us what we have today. The worst thieves on the planet. We come back, I'll tell you worse. You know, I already talked about the theft of the family, but what about the individual theft that's happening right now at a level that is so pervasive and so ugly? I don't think most people even think about it, but it is absolute theft. And it's theft of the individual. It's one thing to steal your God from you, steal your daddy from you, steal your culture. What about me steal your soul from you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I didn't find this information myself, but a guy who has a podcast called The Many Show wrote, one thing's very clear, the modern trans movement is radicalizing activists into terrorists. By the way, there was the other day it was a National Day of Vengeance for the LGBTQ, the T community. National Day of Vengeance, I think it was, a couple days ago. Anyway, this guy said the four major shootings that have been perpetrated by transgender or non-binary individuals, including Monday's Nashville shooting. And he listed them. And the question that I ask is, are the transgender becoming the new black thug population? Because 3% of the population, young black men between, say, the ages of 17 to 25, commit an overwhelming amount of the crime. And I mentioned, black-on-black crime, highest of any ethnic group. Highest of any ethnic group. So we love each other, right? Black lives matter, but we kill each other in higher numbers. By the way, black on other people crime, higher than any other group. By far. Not even close. But we got to defund the police. It's a police problem. In schools, they take away the school resource officer. Why? Because, well, it reflects negatively on brown and black students. So it's not a brown and black student problem. It's not a family problem. It's not a culture problem. It's not a spiritual problem. It's a police problem. They're arresting too many black kids. So what? They're raping kids, knifing them, shooting them in schools. That's not the problem. Oh, by the way, let's not forget that gun. A gun. That's part of the problem too, right? So I'm talking about identity theft right now. And I made the statement, and you can come on and debate me, Democrats, Kevin Jackson Network, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Debate me on this subject. Tell me that you are not responsible for the worst crime in American history and in world history, identity theft. What did Hitler want to do? He wanted to wipe out, you ready, the identity of the Jews. He didn't want anything left of them. That's what identity theft is. It's about destroying who you are, making somebody think you're something you're not. When you hear, if you know, I'm just going to keep it real, folks. If you say, oh, we're hiring a new person and this person's black, do you think, oh, affirmative action, probably going to be lippy, probably going to want to get away with a lot of stuff at the job, whatever. Don't feel bad if you feel that way. They stole our identity. I know this. I'm black. If you hire me, I'm going to give you one. There will be no talk of Kevin as a piker. He won't do his job. I will do it to the hilt. I will figure out ways to do it better than you ever anticipated. You know what? There's a lot of young black people out there that feel like me. But you want to know the identity theft? The Democrats and the leftists and the media don't want you to know those kids exist. Remember when Fauci went door to door and he's talking about, you need to get a jab. And that black guy said, man, I ain't getting no jab. I don't trust you. And why? He was literally yelling at him. I don't trust your data. You lied about everything. As they're walking away because they wanted him. You know, did you drink the Kool-Aid? We stole your identity years ago, decades ago. Why are you not paying attention to what we say? There's a movement of folks out there. And I hope we introduce you to them because I'm looking for, every day I look for these voices to tell you these beautiful words, how much they love this country, how much they don't look at your race. You want to know something funny? All these ethnocentric races, the Steph Currys, the LeBron James, you want to know who they're hanging out with? When they hang out with their boys and you see them and they party, they go hang out with black folks. You want to know when they want to get business done? They go hang out with white folks. I want to go back to this LGBT movement. 4 mass shootings by people who are non-binary or trans. What's been stolen? Okay, ladies. You got a Me Too movement. How's that Me Too movement working for you? You think those women really care about you? Or do you think that it's a bunch of Holly weirdo leftist women who no longer can do their jobs, aren't making the money they had, watched age, and now they want to get... Harvey Weinstein did this to me. You didn't care about it when you were in your 20s. You didn't care about it in your 30s, but now you're in your 50s and you're not getting the movie roles, and now you want to start narking. So, women, are you represented? Yeah, you're so well represented. This is a group of people who will allow men to steal your identity and become women. You know, the non-lactating women, using my finger quotes. Men are stealing your identity. They recognize Caitlin as a woman. Caitlin is Bruce. I get it. Oh, Kevin, be respectful. He wanted to become a she and all that. Okay, fine. Bruce has a mental disorder. And if you want to make it bigger than what it is, fine. That's all it is to me. And I'll respect it. Okay, fine, Caitlin. But here's what I will tell you. You're not a woman. You're a transsexual dude pretending to be a woman. And if there's a category for that. It's called crazy. And I'm okay with that because people are crazy in other ways. There are people that are crazy to play chess. There are people that are crazy to play baseball. You know, whatever's clever. I don't care. But don't try to make it like, oh, no. It isn't that to me. It is absolute theft is what it is. Bruce is a transsexual man who has now become a woman, and I wouldn't even call it a woman. He's transitioned into being a, let's come up with a new word, because it's not a woman. But don't believe me, because the left is going to bombard you with identity theft. Men becoming women. And what about the theft of these children's identities? This is the one that gets me. You have these youngsters. I grew up with girls that were tomboys. Not many. Most of them were dainty. They liked dolls and they liked cooking. But there were a couple of girls. Jennifer comes to mind. A friend of mine I went to school with. Kind of, you know, act like a boy. Married a guy named Domingo. And I heard Domingo is very successful these days. But anyway, Jennifer was kind of, like, hung out with the boys, played sports, you know, good athlete, but all girl. I think she and Domingo have kids together, you know, she's all girl. But if they had their way, the girls that we call tomboys would be made into girls. I mean, I'm sorry, into boys. They would mutilate. And here's while I'm thinking about this topic. We talk about the Muslims and genital mutilation, right? Oh, they do this to the little girls' vaginas and this, that. What are we doing? Have you even thought about it in those terms? These leftist hacks, medical hacks. Oh, well, little Johnny likes to push the little pink cart with the baby in it. Let's make him a girl. That's what my son did. My son used to push my youngest son used to push a little pink cart with a baby in it. You know what it was? He liked the color pink. Which, by the way, doesn't make him a girl. I remember the first time I got a pink shirt, and I was like, I don't know if I can wear this. And I wore it and went, pink looks good on me. But I don't need to have a sex change operation. But think about what happens with a little boy and his parents go, well, we're going to make him into a little girl. And they whack his pee-pee. And then he grows up and he goes, I'm not a girl. What have you done to his identity? What do you think these people are doing to look at the stories of these kids that you say, what are you? Well, I'm a cat and I use the pronouns they, them, and blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Really? You're a girl and your name is Kelly. No, let me pick a different name. That's unisex. Your name is Susan. And you're all girl, and your pronouns are she. So what we've created this thing where people don't know who they are, and we expect them to, quote, find themselves. We expect them to be whole individuals. These are people who are fronting with a mask on, and then they go home and go, nope, I'm really a girl. I'm really a boy. When they get behind the scenes, they become a regular person. But in front of people, in the woke society, they put on all these pretenses. And then you wonder why they're shooting things up. They don't know who they are. And they're never going to find out. Because this society doesn't want you to find your identity. It wants you to run from your identity. If you're a boy, it wants you to go, well, I was born a boy, but I don't have to be a boy. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And it ain't that tough. We make it sound, well, he's born a boy, or she's born a girl, but I mean, she decided life was too tough as a girl. Really? Don't give me the girl's naughty bits, because I guarantee you I'll rule the world in about 3 weeks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.